Let's talk some motoring with our man on the road, David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, are you well?
I am finding fit.
Good to hear. Now, there is one car, I reckon, out here in the Hunter Valley that when a person buys one, they stay rusted to it, pardon the term, for the rest of their life, and that is the Nissan Patrol.
Indeed they are. It's a little bit like the Land Rover Defender. In fact, the Patrol, as a name, came out in, not long after the Defender in 1951.
Wow.
Now, they were very boxy, square, looked very much like that Royal Land Rover that you saw in parades and so on. I think not quite even the rivets down the side, but that sort of stuff. And you're right, it was. But, you know, the SUV market has morphed into very much more family-oriented, still capable of that adventure, and the classic in the large or the upper large SUV market is the Toyota Land Cruiser.
Yeah.
They have about 80% of that market, not a huge market, but of that category. But the Patrol is actually making a bit of a comeback because they put out a new model late last year, and their sales in the COVID world, that their sales are still up 9%. So It was rough and tumble, but we're now getting a few more refined features included.
Now, I know any number of Patrol listeners out there want to know what they've got under the bonnet of the latest version, David.
A petrol V8, not a diesel. That's interesting. 298 kilowatts. That's huge. It's more than you ever had in the early Bathurst V8 Monaros, and 560 newton meters. That means a lot of low down torque, 7-speed automatic. You're getting a lot of features. Now, unfortunately, I had the chance to drive their top of the range model, and it is not only rough and tumble, but inside had one of the features like wood paneling and mood lighting. It is an adventure, but I'm no longer having to suffer for my pleasures.
Has it got all the everything that opens and shuts and bells and whistles that you would expect from a good car these days?
And plenty of room and leather seats and comfort as far as that goes, as well technology for safety, cruise control, lane departure warning, blind spot warning, emergency braking, forward collision warning, and of course, being such a big vehicle, isn't it wonderful to have rear cross traffic alert so that if a person or a car in the car park, or even as you're backing out of a street, is or your driveway, there's an indication if there are other cars in the vicinity.
That's really important because these cars are getting so big these days. They're the size of a Mack truck almost once in the day. And and if there's somebody behind you, you'd have no idea.
Oh, no. Being able to see around it with videos now is becoming very, very critical. And, you know, what I really love is the 360-degree video. It's very clever technology. They take four cameras around the car at about waist level, but morph it through technology to make it look as though it's a picture from above the car. And so when you're parking, you see the lane lines, you see the curb, you see other cars that are around you. Look, you know, I love it.
I have seen that technology in a Nissan Navara, and I honestly thought it was a satellite that was following the car around. That's what it looked like from above. When it comes to the Nissan Patrol, you say they're moving into the market of the Land Cruiser. I guess they're there. Do they cost about as much as a Land Cruiser?
Yeah, they might even be a smidgen cheaper, which doesn't mean they're cheap.
Yeah.
The base model Patrol, the TI, is $98,000 plus on roads, and the top of the range, TIL, nearly $93,000 plus on roads. So you would be well and truly going over the $100,000 mark if you were to get the top of the range one.
Well, I'll imagine all the Patrol owners, they might not want to get one, but they'll definitely go and check it out and compare it against their existing model. We will catch up with David Brown and talk motoring next week. Thanks, mate.
My pleasure.